Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We take a break from the craziness for a second to welcome in still and reigning Jets general manager Mike Maccagnan. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing good.
That's good. You still got a job? Everything's good over there?
Everything's good over here, yes. Yeah.
What was it like to almost be fired?
I don't know, Gio. Like I said, that report came out in the media, but that's nothing that like we were really focused on. We were obviously focused on our job and taking care of the draft. So
yeah, well, talk me through this, though. All right, so you're Mike Maccagnan. This is one of the biggest days, few days of your year. The draft Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So Mike Lombardi, who's a guy who's been in the league, he's got his sources. He throws that out there. Other people jump on that. You still have to focus on what you're doing. Are you checking around like, wait a second, is somebody trying to stab me in the back here? How do you personally deal with something like that during that busy time?
You know, I think the one thing I'm not going to sit here and comment on my job situation or status based on something that was in the media. But like what I found with the draft and what I found with anything to do in this job, it's like, hey, it's a if you're focused on the task at hand and you work on that. I have a very good working relationship with Adam. So far through this process, I've had a very good relationship with Christopher Johnson and the rest of the Jets organization. So, you know, those are things, you know, again, you work in a very, I guess, a high profile job. There's stuff in the media gets reported. You really, you know what goes on with inside your own building, and that's what you focus on. So,
the Adam Gase, Mike Maccagnan relationship that is just starting, is it the one that you expected it to be, or is there some of this Adam Gase used to control a roster and now doesn't control a roster, and Mike Maccagnan controls a roster, and you've got some of that natural back and forth that leads to contention, especially when, you know, you guys really didn't know each other prior to this process?
No, so far this whole process working with Adam has actually been very good. I've really enjoyed working with Adam. We've worked well together. I'm excited to see how things unfold going forward in terms of, you know, what we've done this offseason with both the draft and pro free agency. But that's really not something, again, everything so far with myself and Adam has been really, really good. I've said this before, you know, obviously like how he has approached to things, how we work together. Like anything, there's always going to be disagreements on things, but I mean, that's a natural thing in your process, but you work through that. And I think in the end, you're always focused on, you know, what's in the best interest of the team and how you move forward. But again, everything I've, you know, worked with Adam so far has been really good. I mean, I've said this on a few occasions. I really like his kind of his humor and personality. He makes me laugh quite a bit, but we work very well together.
Well, there's a whole new energy for sure over there in Florham Park. And Mike Maccagnan, GM of the Jets, joins us here. You know, Mike, there were a lot of reports. Let's go to draft day that the Jets, you guys were trying to maybe trade out and kind of recapture some of those assets that you had to give away to go get Sam Darnold last year. Unfortunately, the phone never rang. Now, this was kind of like it was a weird draft in that there were a lot of trades. I think there was a record number of trades overall when it was all said and done with. But at the top of the draft, there wasn't a lot of things going on. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There was, I think going into the draft, and first and foremost, I should clarify some things. When you sit at a high pick in the draft, I think you're almost, again, you can focus on players. And last year we moved up in the draft and we're targeting a certain, you know, position group and group of players. And we obviously got Sam Darnold, which we felt very good about. Getting him and what his future looks like. But I think Boomer and Gio, when you go through this and you're sitting at a high pick, you really have to sort of look at all possibilities. You know, obviously you can focus on the players you're going to have at that opportunity to take at that point in time in the draft. And And that's one aspect of it. But the other part is you have to see if there's a team that would, you know, be interested in willing to move up and then weighing the ability to either take a player or go add additional draft capital. So really it's a process you go through. There's never a situation we were not happy with the potential players we'd pick at three. You just go through that process of seeing what else may be out there. And I do think this, going through different drafts, I've said this sort of before, I think in both public and private settings, I think quarterbacks tend to drive trades, especially at the top of the draft. There was some talk of, you know, different teams are just kind of putting out feelers and trying to see how they position themselves. But when it came, you know, when push came to shove, I mean, we never had an offer that we felt was worthy enough or good enough to get us out of the pick. And we're very happy to take Quinnen there, who we think is a heck of a young player and going to be a great addition to the Jets.
Heck, everybody said that Quinnen Williams was maybe the overall best player in the draft. Now, you know, look, you've caught a couple breaks here in the first round. Leonard Williams falls to you. Jamal Adams falls to you, I guess you could say that. And then, of course, Sam Darnold fell to you last year by the Giants not picking him. So, I mean, from that standpoint, I think it's been a really good part of the draft for you guys. And I would imagine that how well did you know Greg Williams before you guys hired him?
I mean, I never personally worked with Greg, but I had no real kind of personal working relationship
right.
with Greg, but I've been in the league for a long time and then a lot of people that have, worked with Greg. I knew a lot of Greg or about Greg, but from having really known him, I knew him more just from a professional standpoint.
Well, you loaded him up with a bunch of defensive guys here. You selected five defenders and the one tackle you selected in the third round. What was your sense of watching practice or OTAs for the first time on the field with the coaches' involvement with the players, both from Adam Gase and Greg Williams?
Well, I think first and foremost, when you're around Adam, obviously he's a very, a very dynamic personality. I think the players really kind of connect and relate with him. We're in the early part of our process here. We don't even have pads on yet, but you still feel that with the meetings and watching him kind of operate and be around. And then Greg, again, just from a practice standpoint, and some of it's obviously comes from the coordinators, it comes from the position coaches they put around him, but there's definitely a lot of energy. I think we put together a really good coaching staff. I think there's some really high energy, very good coaches out there that are, aside from doing the, getting guys lined up for an X and O standpoint, it's also about the sort of tempo and chemistry of the units you're trying to build. So we're excited about that. I mean, it's just been a few weeks into the off season and they are somewhat limited in what they can do. But just again, from the energy standpoint, and we have a young team in terms of its core, and I think they're responding very well to it right now.
Boomer and Geo with Jets General Manager Mike Maccagnan on the Fan CBS Sports Network. If I were you, I have to be honest. I know what the CBA says. I understand the language. I know it was negotiated. But if Le'Veon Bell didn't show up to the voluntary workouts, I'd be pissed. If I were you, if I were Adam Gase, if I were anybody in the organization, what was your direct reaction to him not wanting to participate? I know it's voluntary and everybody falls back on that, but for a guy who missed a year of football, who just got a bunch of money to play football again, what was the general manager's reaction to him not showing up?
Well, I think, it's a pretty simple one. I think he was in there for a few, for a little bit, but the reality of it is it's CBA and players, it's up to, it's voluntary. So this part of this time of the year. But, we like Le'Veon Bell quite a bit. And, he's been a very good player in this league and knows how to prepare himself. But, again, it's one of those things. It's a voluntary thing. And when he gets in here, we'll be excited to work with him going forward. So
but, Mike, he finds time to do his little rap tour everywhere, different cities. I mean, he's put the album out. There's time for that. But there's not time to, regardless if it's voluntary or not, he's got a new offense to learn. He's got to get himself in shape, and he hasn't played football in a year. I mean, you should want to be there if you're Le'Veon Bell. There's not just a bit of you, a part of you that was disappointed that a big acquisition like that you're going to be tied to, didn't want to be there when other guys wanted to be there?
Again, it's a voluntary time of the year, and in terms of the players and in terms of being there. So that's pretty straightforward and simple in that one. So, but no, we're excited about having Le'Veon Bell in the organization and we're excited about what he's going to do this year for us when, we obviously get playing football going forward.
All right, talk to me about your pick. Is it Ja'Kai Polite? Is that how you say his first name?
Yes.
All right, so tell me, what happened? Why did he fall in the draft? And do you guys feel like this was a great value pick, or this guy is going to be somebody that is better than where he was picked? And what was the reason why that he had been falling in the draft?
Well, I think Boomer, with a lot of players, it's always about risk and reward. And the draft, it's in essence a marketplace. It kind of works itself out as you go through that process. And the higher you pick a player, it's obviously part of its opportunity cost. Part of it's in terms of who else you can take at that spot and what level of player, with sort of risk and reward aspect to it. But Ja'Kai was a player that obviously was an early out junior, so. When we went through our process in the fall, we were aware of him when we sat down and kind of evaluated him on tape early in our process after the season ended. We liked him quite a bit. We thought he was a very talented player. We thought he was very productive, obviously in college as a pass rusher, and not only in terms of getting sacks but causing fumbles and impacting the game. He played at a very high level of a very good conference in terms of the level of competition and against very good players. So, I think going through that part, we liked him quite a bit, and this happens every year with different players at different positions. Some of them have good springs in terms of pro days and workouts, and some of them don't. He like some players, he added weight in the off season. I think, his testing numbers were, not maybe kind of as well as you would think, but it's part of the process. But we did a lot of work with him. Evaluating him, not just from an ability standpoint, but from a character standpoint. And we felt good at that point in time in the draft, potentially acquiring a player that we thought, had the chance to be a very good player in this league, a potential starter, an impact type player as a pass rusher. And that was something that we obviously, we liked as a player and we liked qualities about him. But, so that was one of those ones that just worked itself out. And for that point in time in the draft, when it came available, we felt for the risk and return, it was a good player to kind of take. And again, we've, like a lot of teams, we've put a lot of time and effort in evaluating these guys. And we feel good about him and what he could potentially bring to us.
What are you going to do at the center position? I felt like it should have been addressed maybe in free agency. Then I thought maybe with a top draft pick, and it wasn't. So do you look at that as a big position of need right now, and do you expect to do anything else, or are you happy with the guys that you have on the roster?
Well, we like Jonathan in terms of, how he played for us at the end of last year. He did some good things. He's still a younger player who still has a chance to develop. So we're excited to have him. But like everything, we're looking to make any position on the team more competitive as we go forward. This is, we're not playing next week. We're playing, obviously, in September for our first regular season game. So we have time to still work on the roster and do things. There's still, some players out there in free agency. There's still, as you get into training camp, potential trades and things you do in the offseason, plus also, waiver wire cuts and stuff like that. So, but right now, we feel good with the players we have. We're kind of excited to see these young, college players come in. I think the one thing, like a lot of things you do, it's like, you're constantly trying to build the roster. But you have to do it in a way that, again, sort of makes sense. And, there's a lot of positions we're still looking to make more competitive, but we feel good about, right now we feel pretty good about some of the players we have, and we're kind of, excited to go forward with them.
Well, we feel good that you still got a job, Mike. I can tell you that.
Yeah, the last thing I want to ask you, do you call up Mike Lombardi and say, what the F, man?
Yeah, what's going on,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, I mean, do you call him up? Do you have a relationship with him?
No, I don't really. I don't know Mike personally.
So did you get his number? Did you, seek out his number? Let me call this clown.
Look, we got called up this morning and yelled at, so maybe you can get call somebody up and yell at somebody yourself.
It's one of those things, again, you're focused on your job. You're focused on things you can control. That's not something I really focus on right now.
All right. All right. Sounds good, man. I appreciate it, Mike. Have a great day, and good luck.
All right. Thanks, Boomer.
All right, man.
Thank
see you.
Guys.
All right.
There's Mike McKay.
Every time he calls in, I feel like, what I feel like sometimes?
What?
I feel like I'm on a conference call.
Yeah, it is true. Right, like you're sitting around listening to the one guy in the conference call who's talking,
yes.
And then
yes.
You're losing a little bit of interest.
Well, it just goes on, that because he wants to explain his thought process, and he's got a process, and he likes a lot of people, and does not want to take a shot at Mike Lombardi.
No.
I get that.
You get that.
I kind of get that.
Why not? What does he have to lose?
I don't know. You know, I guess if Mike Lombardi, if something happens with Mike Maccagnan's job in the next 6 months, let's say, Mike Lombardi can look back at what he said and said, see, I told you. Eventually, all these guys get fired.
Yeah, right. I know. Of course. Or, well, Ozzie Newsome retired.
Yeah. He's probably the one. You know, look at all those.
Very rare.
But look at all those Hall of Famers that he drafted. And those all pros that he drafted. It'll be interesting to see. I'd like, because I personally would like to see Mike be able to see this thing through with Gase and Darnold and Williams. I think it's a powder keg of personalities, which I think is going to be interesting, and they're going to be a story. They will definitely be a story, and they will definitely be more competitive than they have been at any point in time over the last 4 years. That's for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.